Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Podcasts. We have podcasts available for you. If you listen to this program and you're going to miss some of it, but you want to go back and listen to it again, you're going to miss tomorrow's show and you want to listen to it, you can simply go to our website. This is easy, folks. It sounds intimidating for a lot of people. Sounds high-tech, but it's really not. It's low-tech. AFR.net. Click on podcast. It's in English. P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S. Right? Podcast.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
And then you click on there, and there's the banner for all the shows on AFR. And you can listen at will. So today's issues, we have our banner up there. So click on today's issues. You can listen to any of our shows, any of the other programs that you miss here on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, and Christopher Woodward.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
I'm getting your stocks for you.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're getting what for me?
I'm getting your stock numbers for you.
I think he was just kidding.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no, I'm here for this because, to quote Tim Wildman, stocks go up and stocks go down.
Yeah, that's my theory on stocks.
Currently the Dow is up half a point. The S&P is about flat, and the NASDAQ is slightly down. I'm Chris Wood.
Well, Chris, can you give us the Chicago Mercantile Report, Chris?
How are corn futures doing?
Yeah. Corn futures are...
I don't know. You're sure what that is?
Yeah. I've heard about them.
I remember back in the 70s and 80s, they would always give the farm report. They would give the farm report. They go to the Chicago Mercantile. Mm-hmm. What is a mercantile market? Is that like
it's just an exchange.
Okay. Kind of like a stock market for ag?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was.
Anyway, they would talk about that. The January corn.
They were into it too.
Yeah.
I'm saying these people lived it.
There's a radio network here in Mississippi that still does a agri-news report.
Yeah, because you need to know about
Mississippi agri-news.
You need to know about your February hogs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How are they doing? So anyway, thanks for listening to American Family Radio. What's your first story, Chris?
Well, if you're on the internet going to check out our podcast, spend some time by going over to AFN.net. That is the website for American Family News. This is a story that's been around for a few days. It's gotten a lot of clicks, gotten a lot of shares, thanks to our listeners and readers at AFN.net. You and Abe actually did a Reason and Company video on yesterday, and I pulled the video of the woman I'm about to talk about. Her name is Patricia Silva. She lives in Fairbanks, Alaska, and she recently went to a Planet Fitness to work out and then left abruptly when she posted this video, clip 12.
Good day. I just wanted to say I just came out of Planet Fitness, and there is a man shaving in a women's bathroom.
Very startling video, but she's not the only person that's experienced this kind of thing. It's happening in a lot of places, not just Planet Fitness locations.
Planet Fitness mm-hmm. is a big fitness club across America. They're national. They're top five or six, I think.
Get a membership.
Membership. Yeah. We have one right down the street here from where we live. So a lot of people are familiar with Planet Fitness. So this lady is in Alaska. She went in and said a dude, and she complained to the management.
She did.
She complained to the management, right, Wesley?
Yeah, she complained to the management, and they said it was a very quick conversation. They immediately replied, "Well, you're banned from this. Mm-hmm. There's not even a discussion."
Talking about the lady who's the member who's saying that there's a guy in the women's shower area.
In that same video, she goes on to name the two individuals that are responsible for. The staff that she went to, she named them by name and said, "I went to this gentleman and this lady and told them what happened. And they said, well, you can turn in your key now. You're no longer welcomed here. You're not a member no longer at this church. We're kicking you out. Mm-hmm. That was their immediate response. It wasn't even a discussion for them.
At this Planet Fitness.
Yep.
So bottom line is.
And she also said, too, that there was at that same instance, while this is going on, that there was a 12-year-old girl changing in the corner while this man is shaving in there. And she said, somebody needs to stand up for this 12-year-old girl, even if that means me. And then she goes on further to call out all of ladies across the country that says, this is on you, ladies. Mm-hmm. If you want to change this, the ball is in
Lead Planet Fitness.
Yep, ball's in your court.
Because it's a membership club.
It is.
And Planet
Fitness. Just like Rally Gaines.
So Planet Fitness, did their corporate respond to
this?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've defended it.
Correct. Yes. I can now, read the statement if you want.
Okay, but let me give the full story here. I absolutely side with the lady who's complaining and the boycott, all of that. But she got bounced, this Patricia Silver.
The lady we heard
Silver,
ago?
Yes.
Yes.
She got her, she was canceled and kicked out of Planet Fitness because she took a photo of the guy.
That's right. Correct.
In the bathroom. So that is what Planet Fitness is saying.
She was shaving. He wasn't going to the bathroom.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. But they have a policy against taking pictures.
So that's worse than
people.
A guy being.
No,
I'm not, he's not saying
that. I'm not defending it. I am saying that. She may not have gotten the boot if she had not taken
the bottom line. Planet Fitness welcomes men to go into women's shower areas and the bathrooms, and they don't give a rip.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All you got to do is say you're a girl and you're free to roam. And when you complain about it, Planet Fitness sides with the quote transgenders, not with the women and girls. That's
and
the
12-year-old
right?
girl.
Huh?
And they didn't side with the 12-year-old girl changing in there. You got to read this, you got to listen to this.
Yeah.
What am I about to hear?
Well, let me mention this real quick. Some people might think, well, didn't this happen a few years ago? And if you're one of those listeners, you would be correct. In 2015, a Michigan woman sued her local Planet Fitness after discovering a man who claimed to be transgender in the women's locker room. Like in this situation, the company defended the man. She sued, and after several years of litigation, a court ruled in her favor, finding that the gym was at fault for violating the Consumer Protection Act. Planet Fitness's stated mission is to, quote, enhance people's lives by providing a high-quality fitness experience in a welcoming, non-intimidating environment, which we call the judgment-free zone, where anyone, and we mean anyone, can feel they belong,
okay.
End quote.
I'll tell you why that's not true. They said, what was it, non-intimidating?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's intimidating for a 12-year-old girl to see a dude up there in the bathroom with her.
Right.
I think that's a little intimidating.
Changing.
Mm-hmm. Change, yeah, because this woman saw one of the men nude.
Yes.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
As they say down here, naked as a jaybird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naked. So there you go. You know, with Planet Fitness, this has given them a black eye in the public for the last few days. Their stocks dropped 7%. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this will do any long-term damage to them, but their stocks dropped 7%. That's a pretty drastic drop-off in the last few days, and they are losing it's a lot. They're losing members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what Wesley said. This is on women, okay, to
take charge.
To take charge,
yep.
Okay. I'm not saying it's on women that a man's going into.
No,
I'm saying if women want to stop this, in athletics, we've all heard of high school teams who don't want to compete against men. Girls are getting, you know, beat up. Getting volleyballs off
basketball.
The face, you know, all this kind of thing. If women want this to stop, women are going to have to take charge. Women are going to have to. If you got a 50% drop in membership at Planet Fitness, guess what? Planet Fitness caves. Hmm. Okay. If women say we're not participating, the entire swim team at our college. We are not going to go. If women stop competing against men, colleges will have to yield. High schools will have to yield.
It is down today.
Many states, I don't know how many exact, maybe 12 to 15, maybe more, have passed laws that prohibit boys from competing against girls in sports.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I don't care if you call yourself a girl, you're not a girl, okay?
Right.
if you are more, or if you're born a boy, you're a boy.
Yes.
You can put on a dress and call yourself a girl. Even put on eyeshadow if you want to, paint your fingernails, but you're not a girl. Okay, you're a boy.
Yeah.
And so if you want to dress up and walk around like that, call yourself a girl. That's your business, but don't
force.
But you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not a female. You're a male. Go ahead.
This lady Silva, who was the one that was banned from attending the Planet Fitnesses because she had a problem with men and women's restrooms with 12-year-old girls in there. She also made sure in her video, which we can't play on here, but she pointed out many times that he had male genitalia parts and repeated that multiple times to get the point across.
Right.
Because she understands that that it needs to be
that he's a guy
out there.
He's a guy. He's
we're
not
at,
a girl.
We're at the point where you have to be PG. It's okay.
Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon, who is another female athlete speaking out about males and female sports. They were in Mississippi last September. I went there along with Parrish Alford and some other people with AFN.net. Governor Reeves was there for a campaign event. He was running for governor at the time, running for re-election. And Riley Gaines talked about when it came to the Will Thomas situation, Will goes by Leah, but he's Will. She talked about how they were literally next to him as they were having to change in front of him,
right.
And he was changing in front of them. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
It's happening everywhere.
Hey,
right?
One other thing. I get really fired about this. I listened to the whole thing. She also said at the end of the video, she said, and I'm ready for my safe space back when y'all ready to give it to me.
Yeah.
Safe space. She wants her safe space.
Remember
that?
There you go.
College campuses,
right.
Everybody's got to have their safe space. Sure. Everybody is equal. Well, she wants her equal safe space back.
Can you put that interview on our Today's Issues Facebook page, Brent? So we have a Today's Issues Facebook page, and we will put the video Wesley's talking about up there where this, what's the lady's name?
Patricia Silva. Silva, yes.
Good for her. In Anchorage, Alaska, is that where you said she is?
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Fairbanks, Alaska. you know, the same people who say a male or a female can call themselves the opposite sex just because they feel a certain way are the same people who say they believe in science.
Right. Right.
Have you noticed this?
That men can have a baby and...
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
And you can't change your sexual orientation, but you can change your sex.
Yes.
That's another one.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Next story, Chris.
Yeah, this one is brand new, and it involves something from Rasmussen Reports. I'm reading from Washington Examiner. Paul Bedard wrote this morning.
Paul wrote that?
Yeah, he did. In the latest Rasmussen Reports survey, an overwhelming majority of voters say they think we ought to use the word illegal immigrant and say things like they are contributing to, quote, violent crime when they are actually arrested for and found guilty of committing violent crime. The reason I bring this up is because the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi and their allies in the Senate and the House have long argued that we should use the words like undocumented immigrant because it's harmful and offensive.
They don't even go with undocumented anymore. It's immigrant.
Yeah.
That comment's probably out of date.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was the State of the Union, and I'm sure you guys talked about this while I was out last week.
Yeah.
But Biden did initially refer to the man arrested in Georgia for murdering the Georgia nursing student. He referred to her, he referred to the suspect as an illegal, to which he later said he regretted and should have said undocumented.
We not only talked about that story while you were out, we talked about you while you were out.
So, I have no doubt.
I just want to make that clear.
You know you're doing something right, Mom, when they're talking about you.
That's right.
I tried to stop them, Chris, but they kept on going here. I was defending you, brother.
I'll pick up your dry cleaning today.
Next story.
All right. You guys talked about global warming and climate change briefly in the previous hour.
We exhausted that topic.
Yes. Well, this factors in.
Exhaust?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Carbon emissions?
Yes.
So that's a stretch.
That we got
story.
It. We you got it.
No, you don't get that one. It's a stretch.
Okay.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
This factors into the discussion, and CNN has this out, which you ought to believe it, folks, if it's from CNN.
Yeah.
The world's 100 worst polluted cities are in Asia. And 83 of them are in just one country. Bangladesh is one of the biggest polluters in the world. And I bring all this up because Biden and others are saying we need to change our way of living and completely flip the script on everything we drive, cook with, all that other stuff to help save the
meanwhile,
world from our pollution.
Meanwhile, Asia, China, India, and now Bangladesh.
Well, there's a picture with this story, the CNN story. It says morning walkers, and there's some joggers here, seen during a cold and hazy morning. This is in New Delhi,
That's India.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Bangladesh.
Yeah, it's New Delhi. So, and it looks absolutely filthy.
Oh, yeah. Picture the fog, that movie, The Fog, from back in the day, and people running through the fog.
Yeah.
You'll
now,
get an idea of what
you're
talking about.
Back 25, 30 years ago, maybe longer, you would see pictures of Los Angeles with heavy smog, maybe New York City, big metropolitan areas, but they've cleaned that up now.
Yes.
Well, the U.S., despite what these climate change activists spout all the time, the U.S. is the cleanest planet on Earth. We are ready.
You said U.S. is the cleanest planet. You meant U.S. is the cleanest country.
We are planet clean.
Yes.
We are planet clean.
Oh, I was thinking Planet Fitness. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. I knew.
Yeah, yeah. I misspoke there. But, yes, we're the cleanest country on Earth.
That's right. Yeah.
Huh? Well, I mean, you know why? Because nobody wants to breathe that stuff.
Right.
Listen, when they did the whole the California spent all that time getting a bill passed to get rid of plastic straws, okay? Yeah. When they did that, they didn't even that was a PR stunt because the paper straws that they used, they later found had as much or more chemicals in the glue that they were using for the paper straws that they got passed.
It actually makes things worse.
So they were – my point is if they were sincere in their – which I think is a total waste of time and money and effort. But if you were sincere in it and you wanted to follow it to the end, you would have studied the glue that they were using on how they were doing the paper straws.
I could do it. They could. I studied glue on a regular basis.
I'd go by your office and I saw you with that microscope. And
no, all you did was say, I'm tired of these paper straws falling apart when I'm trying to drink my drink.
Yeah.
Because they just start falling
apart.
The
name of saving the planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
No, listen, you don't give him enough credit. He had those straws in that wrapper under the microscope. He was doing the chemical analysis.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
Somebody's got to study.
You did it without a government grant.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate.
I did it just for fun, you know. Study straws. I study glue.
Yes.
In the name of saving the planet. My word.
Yeah. So, because I got to be prepared for this show.
Yes.
You know, because I knew that topic would come up sometime.
Yes.
We have a science and tech section of AFN.net if you want to contribute.
We'll do it now. Well, I'll consider that, Chris. Thank you.
Science and tech section?
AFN.net.
Section.
That's categories.
It is there.
I see it. Science and tech. By the way, give a shout out. Explain to people about American Family News because, listen, we do have categories. I'm right there on the website. Church, education, media, missions.
You mean it at our news website?
Our news website. Culture, legal, courts, medical and health, national security, science and tech.
Glue and straws.
Opinion.
That's what he's saying. It's under the science and
you're all welcome to contribute.
Okay, what Ed's talking about
is popcorn.
We, American Family Radio, employ journalists to do news each and every day here, Chris being one of them, Fred being the director.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a website dedicated to just the news. We're serious about this. So if you're tired of the liberal bias in the news and you want to get news from a trusted source, our website, right?
AFN.net. And the cool thing about AFN.net is we are a radio and print news operation. So if you like getting your news over the radio, if you're somebody that likes to be told what's going on in the world, please do continue to listen to this network because at the top of every hour, we've got a newscast with about 4.5 minutes worth of content to help you and yours be informed on what's going on today, tomorrow, what have you, and what people are saying about the big issues. You can then hop over to AFN.net for those stories and a whole lot more content because it's not just what you hear on the radio. Do visit AFN.net for Associated Press material. We have videos. There's a lot of columns, even a political cartoon, and a latest from the web section that Rusty Pugh puts together to help save you from having to hop around to different websites.
All right, Chris, we got about 5 minutes
yes.
to go here. What do you got? What else you got?
In related news with the stories there out of Asia and people trying to be more earth-friendly, there's a battle brewing between a Chinese company and a small Michigan town that initially said it would be open to this Chinese firm coming to Michigan and building an electric vehicle battery project. But the town has decided, nah, maybe we don't want to do that. It's not in our best interest. The name of the town is Green Charter Township in Michigan, and they have decided they're not going to allow this Chinese firm, which is Goshen Incorporated, whose parent company is tied with the Chinese Communist Party. They don't want them to come to town, and so now the Chinese group is suing Green Charter Township in U.S. federal court for breach of contract, saying you must allow us to build our EV batteries there in your town in Michigan.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Can't trust the communists. Communist really? China.
Yeah.
China.
I will tell you that.
Or some
that
people call good. It China.
China.
They do call it China.
Yeah, you go back in the woods.
I haven't heard China, but that was a great impression of Trump.
China. Yeah.
China.
I will mention that many, if not most, Chinese companies are overseen or basically operated by the Chinese Communist Party. So if this is happening or somebody's courting your town, that company from China probably has ties to communists.
There's also a story about a Chinese weather balloon company that's being unwelcomed in Ohio. I don't know if you guys saw this
story. Biden administration has welcomed those balloons to go all anywhere they want.
They're weather balloons.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they want to fly them all across America near our military installations.
Nothing sinister about a communist Chinese weather balloon.
No.
What could go wrong?
And they're very helpful, too, making sure that we have vaccines for viruses that they create, too.
Yes. So. That's what's called creating demand. We give you the disease and then provide the
solution.
I'm starting to go off.
And the mask.
Yes, and the mask.
Oh, yeah, thank you
and the
for
mask.
That. Appreciate
make the
that,
mask.
Donna.
We'll make the mask for you.
Whoops.
We got about a minute and a half left. Probably a good thing, Chris.
I'm sorry.
You got any filler? Left?
I do. Yeah, I can mention this.
What you got left over there, Chris?
I can mention this. Real quick, it's a Steve Jordahl segment, so I brought in a Steve Jordahl story. Newsbusters, specifically Media Research
Like Ghostbusters, Center. Except for news?
Who are you going to call? Newsbusters. Okay. They have a report out that finds 41 times Google has interfered in U.S. elections since the year 2008. Yeah. This began in 2008. It picked up in 2016 and continued even into this year. Yeah. And Steve Jordahl, who did a story for us today in his absence, interviewed Michael Morris of MRC Free Speech America on this very issue. Clip 10.
This is the first time that anyone has compiled all of the times that Google has interfered in elections. In fact, 41 times over the last 16 years, and it's had a major impact, and the impact has surged dramatically, making it ever more harmful to democracy.
I will post a link to this report so you can see the various examples and detailed examples that MRC/Newsbusters put together for this report.
What do you use besides Google? Yahoo?
I use DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo and Yahoo or Bing, are they any better?
Well, I don't think any of them.
DuckDuckGo is,
but DuckDuckGo does have.
They're not tracking.
They're
not trying to interfere with elections.
Right.
Well, that's 100% true.
Yeah. Okay.
They also block a lot of. Anyway, it's a safer experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, Google, one of those Silicon Valley uber liberal companies, This story, maybe we can revisit this tomorrow because we wanted to go into more detail on this and explain how this research was done that showed that Google.
And by the way, what I meant was Google Chrome, the browser.
Right.
That's
What did you think we meant?
I sometimes use Google to search something.
Oh, okay, got it.
But in terms of the browser, I use DuckDuckGo.
Sure.
You know, I used to have a neighbor named Google Chrome.
Google Chrome?
Yeah, the Chrome family.
It is a good thing timed out.
I thought that was an odd name.
The Chrome family.
Yeah.
Chrome family?
AFN.
I'm used to crime families, not Chrome families. But
do I need to help us out here? Everyone go visit AFN, American Family News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Keep listening to American Family Radio.